Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
107 years ago this week, the Utah illusionist known as Dante the Great died of a gunshot wound to the abdomen in the tiny Australian town of Dubbo. Born Oscar Elias and his Swedish immigrant parents, the magician began his career at the age of 20 with a performance at a Salt Lake LDS ward. Soon he was touring Utah, expanding his travels to surrounding states and the rest of the country as word of his magic spread. Like other magicians of the age, including the illustrious Harry Houdini, Eliasson was especially interested in exposing what he believed were the fake supernatural tricks of spiritualist mediums. At one popular performance in Salt Lake, he was able to duplicate and pick apart the supposedly mystical marvels of Anna Eva Fay, one of the nation's most admired mediums. As Eliasson's star rose in the United States, he also began receiving requests to appear on stages in Canada, Mexico, and even Cuba. Later, in 1898, he decided to travel to New Zealand and Australia, where he played to packed houses. In Sydney, he actually broke the record for consecutive nights performed by one man. But Eliasson wasn't satisfied with just playing the big cities down under. He also decided to hit some of the small towns in Australia's rough interior. It was here, while on a kangaroo hunt, that he was accidentally shot by one of his friends. Initially, doctors thought it was only a flesh wound, but within days, Dante the Great was dead. Ironically, one of the feats that made him popular was the bullet catch, where he would allow a ring of men to fire loaded guns at him at point-blank range. Audiences were amazed when the smoke cleared and Eliasson was still standing, holding a handful of bullets. Eliasson was buried in Australia, where magicians still make pilgrimages to his grave.
For KCPW's BeHype Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.